Why do millions of Americans choose to sleep on Boll & Branch sheets? Is it the 100% organic cotton? Is it that they get softer and softer over time? Customers can't stop raving about these sheets, and there's no better time to try them for yourself or give them to someone you love. Right now, Boll & Branch is offering their best deals of the year, and you can get their incredibly soft sheets at incredibly low prices. Just go to BollandBranch.com to shop their best deals today. That's BollandBranch.com today. See site for details.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers, and you know what makes me mad? When insurance companies deny your claim for no good reason. That's why people call me. I'm the lawyer insurance companies don't want to deal with. Visit GoldfingerLaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Weekly Podcast. I have to remember which podcast I'm doing now because 98% of my life is podcasting. For the week of April 16th, I'm your host, William Liu. I'm joined on the program by Asad. Asad, you have made a really late push to become podcast MVP. You're like the Fred VanVleet of this shit.
Yeah, doc. Availability is the best ability.
Yeah. You've even surpassed Harsh in the availability rankings.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
82 games, LeBron James, 15 season.
Aren't you only like 23?
Yeah, it's LeBron James.
Okay. All right. The Raptors have won game one. We are clearly going to the championship, and we're sweeping the Wizards, of course. Yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. Sweep.
Bro, I have to commend you on the fact that you called 60 wins, and they had 59. Like,
man, it would have been 60. It would have been 60. It's just fucking. That was a foul on Jonas.
It was. Yeah, it was a foul on Jonas.
Yeah,
easily.
Like fuck it. That was it. That was gonna be a 17 game win streak. Mm-hmm. But no.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yo, can you imagine if we had a 17 game win streak?
Yeah, man.
Oh man.
What imagine? But then again, imagine if you were like the number one seed in your conference, you had a 17 game win streak, and then you were struggling with a team that played Jamal Crawford like heavy minutes.
Oh man.
Man, I wouldn't want to be in that position.
Imagine if people crowned you the Kings of basketball. Over the Warriors. Over the fucking Warriors. Just because you, your points per isolation plays really high.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's definitely gonna work in the playoffs for sure.
They've reinvented isolation basketball.
You see this? It's unstoppable when they put James Harden in a pick and roll with PJ Tucker at center. It's impossible to stop that. You what are you gonna do? Leave a shooter like PJ Tucker open or Luke Richard and Bob Wood? Anyway. Yeah, we'll sign on the Rockets later when we go to the finals. But for this podcast, we're pretty much just gonna take Twitter questions. You know, it's between games one and two. Game one, the reaction podcast was already like pretty extensive. I watched over the film today, and honestly, aside from a ton of John Wall brick layups, you know, there was only a couple of things for the Raptors to clean up, like just better communication on those little like split cuts with the two bigs because Mike Scott popped free a couple times. John Wall got free a couple times and then, you know, Raptors switched and then they got into the post with the bigs over like Kyle Lowry or whatever and they scored, but mostly minor stuff. Honestly, the Raptors played really well in game one. And if they just do the same thing they did in game one and game two, obviously the 3-point shooting might come down a little bit, but just if they clean up just even around the margins defensively, I think that should be another win. But, Asad, what'd you think of game one?
I thought it was fine. I was a little worried, I wasn't gonna lie, that, cause the offense was working fine, they're getting good looks. The only thing I was worried about was Kyle Lowry's first shot bricked right off the back rim on his three, and then DeMar bricked his first free throw, and I was like, uh-oh. Mm. And then there was a timeout, I think, near the end of the first quarter, or the beginning of the beginning of the second. And Kyle just took a three after the buzzer and straight bricked that one as well. Like, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it, this could be dirty. But, no, it was fine. I like the looks everybody got. We, like, basically did whatever we wanted on offense. It wasn't too much of a worry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, at no point did you see DeMar or Kyle shitting themselves in a trap, which is really nice to see.
Seriously.
And, like, honestly, like, if you replace Norm's minutes with a Fred VanVleet, Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think it would have ever been that close, even at halftime.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing I liked the best was, like, out of the bigs, I think all the bigs had good stretches, which was mm-hmm. nice to see in their matchups. And, like, the big lapses were just, like, defensively. And those weren't really that big, and it was just stuff that they can clear up with video. So, not terribly worried.
Right.
Yeah. That was great. It's 4-0. Sweep.
4-0 sweep. There we go. See? We were mad unconfident, and now we are... Maybe it was just me and my Raptor woes, but, I mean...
I'm still offering $5 to anybody who Barber Slash will lose. So, if you see him on the streets...
You won't find me.
Just Barber... You'll see him. His head is like...
Just see the largest Asian with the largest head and smack him in the head.
Basically. And don't do that.
Just pray it's not like Mangti Bateer or something like that.
Oh my god.
you don't want no smoke with the Mongolians, bro.
Good god.
I'll hit you with a crossbow. All right. Twitter questions. Yeah. I mean, look, many times I ask for Twitter questions, and I don't manage the time well on the podcast, and I only get to like 3 or 4. So this time, gonna pull the Sean Woodley and really go into just a podcast full of Twitter questions and go to every single one of them. All right. So let's start with the first one from First Seed. Why is DeRozan doubled more and harder than any other star in the playoffs?
Because it's worked before. Like, that's about it. I honestly, like, that's probably the one most, like, this opening weekend was the most, like, jarring thing to me. I was watching all these other teams play, and I'm like, holy crap, the Raptors are the only team that get, like, trapped, like, pieces of crap above the break. Like, I'm watching, like, all these teams are able to just walk into their sets. They're able to, like, dump the ball in, like, with one-on-ones. Like, I'm seeing all these, like, shooting guards get, like, one-on-one coverage and just kind of be able to do a dribble move into a mid-range jumper. And then you watch the Raptors, and it's like, why are there four guys above the break guarding us?
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, no wonder DeMar and Lowry aren't going to get that many shot attempts, let alone points. It's like, these guys, the ball's being forced out of their hands. But that's not really an issue right now, because our team's actually really freaking good. So that actually helps.
Yeah, that definitely really helps. To have a supporting cast that can step up, you know, like, I think that was the biggest thing. Like, you know, the stars move the ball, and when they passed it, people actually scored the basketball in advantageous scenarios when they had numbers, and I just was not used to that. James Harden really going off. James Harden pointing to the floor and saying, this is my house. Relax, you're not Dwayne Wade. Yo, Chris Paul's on the bench in a close game? Could not be Kyle Lowry. But, yeah, I mean... The Raptors, like, supporting cast. I mean, you got so many great performances from the supporting cast, and it was just nice to see, because that's a continuation of what happened in the regular season, man. Like, it wasn't DeMar and Kyle Lowry carrying this team to wins. Like, maybe you can count, like, 15, like, games where DeMar and Kyle, like, single-handedly dragged them to wins, but for the most part, it was a team effort, it was a collaborative effort, and it was nice to see the Raptors, like, maintain their current style going to the playoffs. But in terms of, like, why they're trapping, I mean, like, I think they just want to see the Raptors prove it, you know? And I think that's sort of ultimately the theme of the entire season and playoff run is, like, let's see the Raptors actually prove it. And in game one, they proved it.
Yeah, that's basically it. Like, and I think they're going to keep doing it. I think some of the nicest things to see was, like, even when DeMar got caught without a dribble, like in the mid-range spots whenever he drove. Hey, every time DeMar drives, there's help constantly.
Constantly.
Like, they didn't even let him get into a rhythm. Like, I think I saw DeMar take maybe one or two rhythm mid-range shots.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like, he had two possessions out of a post-up where he was able to actually get down into, like, low block or mid-block
mm-hmm.
and post-up. And it was like, wow. Like, it was ridiculous because it would just be automatic double, all right, kick, start the rotations. But the one thing that would be nice, even when he got caught, is, like, you were seeing, like, the amount of activity. Like, Serge Ibaka coming in, like, making a cut to get to the dunker spot.
Mm-hmm.
He did it, like, two or three times. And
OG did the same thing, too.
Automatic bucket. OG on one of them came down to the dunker spot and then turned around and dunked it in their face.
Yeah, OG's really – he's a really good jumper off 2 feet. Like, he's just a standing leaper. He finishes really strong on those. I'm always really surprised.
The fact that OG is, like, a real one and not a shook one is amazing.
Yeah. Bro, He had
him saying the last time he was nervous for a game was like grade five or something is amazing.
Yo, I can't believe he said that many words in a response in the first place. But yeah, man, look, OG not being shook is really great because I always go back to this. So OG had 12 points in his first game in 22 minutes, and Damari Carroll and Patrick Patterson combined for 13 total points in the Eastern Conference Finals or Eastern Conference Semifinals last year against Cleveland.
Classless.
You're right. How could I? You're right. Guardians of the Galaxy was coming out at that time. You know, you can't expect Patrick Patterson to be.
It was the Eastern Conference Semifinals, ECSF. That almost like EFS, bro. That's distracting.
That's way too distracting, bro. He's going back to back to back to back. But yeah, I mean, seriously, the supporting cast stuff, man, was really nice to see. And, you know, in the first half, like, the Raptors could have gotten nervous. Like, the Stars weren't really scoring as well. They just went, wow, James Harden is killing it, man. The Stars weren't really, you know, shooting the ball as they normally would, but, like, the process of how they played was great. And then to see DeMar take over for the third, and the way Lowry took over for most of the second half. I mean, Lowry just taking command of the offense and running these high-speed pick-and-rolls and finding open shooters and these drive-kick swing sequences. I mean, the Raptors played beautiful basketball to get that win, and it feels really good. The second half,
the one adjustment I felt, like maybe it was just the beginning of the third quarter, but the Raptors, like, they finally sped up the game in the second half, where Lowry made it like you got back to regular Lowry where he was like, I'm getting past half within the first 4 or 5 seconds of the clock. And we're getting the ball up right away, no matter made bucket, missed bucket. We're getting up, and we're getting an offense early. Mm-hmm. And I think it was so poetic that you go into halftime, and Jalen Rose and Paul. I only got like a minute and a half into their halftime show, and I just switched back to TSN. Sportsnet. Because, like, man, they were talking so much shit about DeRozan and Lowry. I was like, I can't stand this. And then the first 3 minutes, DeRozan, bucket three.
Yep. Lowry three after that.
Lowry three.
Surge three.
Yeah. DeRozan. Layup. I'm like, beauty. This is like, it was just perfect. Shut it all up.
Yep.
We're good to go. And I think ESPN robbed us by not making Paul Pierce talk about the Raptors again after that. All I wanted was to see that man's face.
Don't worry. We'll see that man's face and his, yo, bro. So he has the worst glasses. He's getting that shit from like Hakeem Optical and shit, man.
Wow, he's so bad at his job.
He's awful, bro. But I mean, he's just a hater. That's all. Like every show needs a hater.
He thought he was Kobe.
Yeah, he thought he was Kobe. But he was really just Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson without balance.
Oh my god.
Yo, these Timberwolves are trash, man. They're really bad. Why is DeRozan doubled more? Okay, cool. Next one from RG. What are the chances the Raptors make the finals? If not, what will be more disappointing / what loss would you prefer? Losing to Cleveland or losing to Philly? Easily losing to Cleveland. Losing to Philly would be devastating. I would not want to see that happen.
No. I don't think they're going to lose to either of those teams. They're going to the finals.
Okay, yeah. You're right.
Now, whether they lose to the Pacers or whether they lose to the Sixers, I'm not sure.
Wow. That's right. The Pacers are up 1-0.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Hey, man. I'm just saying, if your star shoots 7 for 17 and goes like 0-4 from 3 and doesn't show up at home, like, what is DeRozan? Oh, shit. That's LeBron's line.
Woo!
I'm just saying, like, yo, why are we always getting this heat? But anyways, like, I'm just going to say, like, I think the Raptors are going to make the finals. I'm pretty freaking confident. I meant that even before the game one win, but, I've been fairly confident about that. In terms of whether they lose to Philly or Cleveland, I'd rather, if they lose to Philly, that means they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I would rather they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, because if they lost to Philly, that means something, that's definitely going to be a long series, like, looking at it. And I'm
Philly's really tough right now, man.
Like, if they're losing, they're not going to lose because they're going to look like shook ones. They're going to lose because it's just going to be an incredible series. Like, I don't see Lowry and DeRozan being shook by freaking Philadelphia.
No.
So, like, if that's going to be a loss, it's going to be a competitive loss. So I'm not really worried about, like, being disappointed if they lose.
Because
if they lose, I have a feeling it's going to be like one of those, like, it won't be the same as OKC Golden State, that 7-game series, but something along the lines where it's going to be a very competitive 6-7-game series. And it's going to come down to a couple plays here or there, and then, you know, people are going to say Casey should get fired and JV should have played more in the fourth or some nonsense like that. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm not too worried about that. I'm not worried about being disappointed over a loss outside of, like, they won game one, so there's no more disappointment to be had in the loss.
Yeah. Look, I will.
That was our game seven, guys.
I will get to that.
You won game seven.
Okay. Okay, Kyle. I'm so happy we won that because the slander would have been ridiculous. It would have been off the chain slander. Yo, imagine if. Thank you, Kyle, for delivering that win. Yeah, I will. I might get to that level of confidence that the Raptors win this series in 4 or 5, which they might. Honestly, can you imagine sweeping a team as the goddamn Raptors?
So, yeah, before the series, I said like game one is probably going to be the closest that any of these games are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the Raptors, as a team, the way they're built, they might not have the most top end talent, but they have the most talent in terms of like the amount of guys they can put out there. So the longer a series goes, the Raptors have more adjustments they can make than most of these teams.
That's true.
Which means they're going to end up coming across a five-man unit that can work against any of their opponent's five-man units that don't have LeBron James on them. Which is why I'm not really worried. So I was like, all right, like game one's probably going to be the closest because after that they're going to be able to figure stuff out. And then the only other game that they're probably going to lose is like game three, which is that first home game the Wizards might have. And who knows, maybe John Wall turns into, you know, a reputable man and not a fraud. So
yeah, we'll see.
We'll see what happens, but that's it. I have this at 4 or 5 games.
All right. Another one from RG. Do you see Bebe becoming a regular part of the rotation in this series?
Yo, I've been saying Bebe.
That is true. You've been saying that.
4 weeks ago, I was
since
on this
time.
And I told you, I'm like, yo, you don't know about Bebe. And then you laughed me out the room.
I didn't, you can't, it's all over podcast. I can't make you do anything out of that room.
Oh, man. No, I don't know if he'll be a regular part of the rotation. I think Casey's logic here is just like, yo, whoever's working best is going to play.
Mm.
So if Bebe gets a couple, if none of the other bigs are working, you got to toss Bebe in there and Bebe's working, then he's going to play. So I don't know what, like, the regular rotation, like, the starters are going to stay the starters. And then the bench is probably the most malleable where he might change it up.
The only thing with Bebe in this series is that, like, the Wizards want to shoot so much at the rim that, like I've been saying this forever, right? You just got to protect the rim against the Wizards and then stay at home on their shooters, which actually isn't that hard to do because you don't necessarily need to involve more than two players in that pick and roll. And the Raptors, like, got caught sleeping a little bit, sagging off that and, like, leaving a couple shooters open.
So John Wall hit 3 threes, man.
Yeah, John Wall hit 3 threes, but he also hit only 3 layups on 13 tries. 3 layup, bro, that's like my attempt rate, man. That's like Blake Murphy trying to hit a layup. But yeah, Bebe's like length is like such a factor and an impediment at the rim that like it really, like generally speaking, I would say Poeltl is actually like as good, if not better, of a rim protector, but just because like Poeltl is more of a positional defender, and he doesn't jump as high, and certainly his reach isn't as high. I don't know. It's just something with Bebe. Like, he's so lanky. Like, it makes him look like
it's
he's
just
even
the hair,
than he
man.
Is. It's maybe the hair. Yeah, whatever it is, man.
Hair. Like, people want to throw the lob, and they're like, I don't think I can clear it.
Yeah. Yeah, because they threw the lob a couple times. They threw it to Markieff in the second half. But, I mean, none of that was happening with Bebe. Bebe was really good defensively. So
actually, maybe it's the thing. You know, the extra hair, even though it might not change the height that you throw the lob,
yeah,
it does change the visibility for the guy catching the lob. So
sure.
You know, maybe that's it. That's what it is.
Maybe Alfred Payton is onto something, man.
Yeah.
Except he's 6'2", so everyone could just look over him anyway. It's not a smart idea. All right, next one from Josh. Was there anything in game one that looked unsustainable / worries you moving forward, or is everything all good?
Well, I would say the 3-point shooting was a little bit, as good as it probably is going to get. But then again, at the same time, Lowry didn't get any attempts off, and he's like.
And we didn't have Van Vliet.
Yeah. So, like, those threes are just going to move around. So I'm not. Even a 3. Like,
this is an average game for CJ. We'll say that much, right?
Like, 4 or 7 is perfectly fine. Like, if CJ, it's fine. And the thing is, if CJ's shooting, I actually don't know what Casey would do if CJ has an off game. Like, I'm assuming he just doesn't play him.
Yeah, we just try to play more defense.
Yeah.
Which is fine, actually, because we're placing CJ with a defender is worth at least, like, a couple points, like 2 or 3 points.
Yeah, and I think that lineup switch would just be that Fred's in the lineup instead of CJ, right? Because I think we ran a couple lineups where it was like regular starters and CJ instead of OG. I think I saw that a couple of times. Or it was 2 bigs and CJ and then Larry DeRozan. But yeah, that's probably like the shooting maybe. I think the foul calls were really weird that game.
Yeah.
On every side.
It was really tight in the beginning and then, like, really loose in the middle and then suddenly very tight at the end, too. Because I thought Washington got a couple of calls where, like, they were just bailout calls. Like, they were shooting some, like, garbage man range shot and then they would get a call. Yo, Wiggins, man. Come on, Wiggins. We really believed this much in a guy from Vaughn. That's not a good thing.
Oh, man, you're 30 seconds ahead of me. Chill. Wiggins just dunked.
Oh, don't worry. The next play is going to break a layup.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, Siakam hit a three. I think the three-point shooting, yeah, it will come down a little bit. But I think
I'm not going to lie. See, when Siakam hit that three, I yelped.
Yeah.
Like, I audibly yelped.
Yeah. Dude, if Siakam hit a three, it's over. It really is over. Yeah, you know what though? I will say the quality of looks that they got were really good.
Yeah, and like we saw, like, so there was some bench shakiness that you could see. Like Poeltl, I think, was probably the shakiest looking of the bench unit. I think DeLon early on in the game had some shaky moments where he was trying to figure out. And that's actually the one positive thing I will say as the series goes on. It's nice that we are playing the Wizards who suck ass and don't have a bench because as the series go on, our bench is just going to get more confident. And, like, as much as, like, yeah, we had 82 games of great bench, it's like the playoffs are a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
So and to they see are them young. Get, like, these, like, quick little playoff reps out of the way against this shitty team that's going to get swept, it's really nice.
Mm. I would also say that OG's shooting is also a little bit unsustainable. But otherwise, I thought OG played great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are his shots, you know? Like, if he hits two, if he hits zero, if he hits three, like, it's all possible. So... I don't know. It's not like we shot like 24 threes or some shit. Like it's not something crazy has happened.
Yeah.
All right, next one from Adrian. Would this series be different if Jody, Gerald Henderson, Meeks wasn't suspended? Any chance to see a lineup with Ty Lawson from the Wizards? Bro, come on, man.
Look, in game four, when we're up by 30 at halftime, we might see Ty Lawson.
Yeah, of course. Ty Lawson.
Like that's why he's there.
Well, I mean,
Ty Lawson's basically there for insurance in case like Marcin Gortat punches out John Wall.
It's definitely possible. It's definitely possible because they also have Ramon Sessions. Yo, what is this team, man? Why do you have Tim Frazier, Ramon Sessions, Ty Lawson, Thomas Satoransky, and John Wall, and that's like half your rotation? Ah, man. Yeah, I don't think Meeks would have made that big of a difference. Because I think the Raptors guards would have been effective in guarding Meeks, but I mean,
also like who knows? Last like that game one, like it wasn't even that the Wizards didn't attempt that many threes; they just didn't have many looks at three.
Like, yeah,
it wasn't like they were just bricking open looks; like they just did not. Like the Raptors did a good job of running them off 3-point line,
yeah,
and containing. And maybe that has to do with John Wall deciding to use every single drive for himself and bricking layups, but you know,
it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, bro, come on, man. The Raptors is too good to be started to worry about Jody Meeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next one from P-Dog. Are you worried about the rest of the playoffs if it takes the Raptors more than 5 games to beat the Wizards? What kind of question is this?
Why are you guys so insecure? Come on, guys.
I have many theories, but yeah, we are an insecure bunch, so most certainly. Come on, man. No, come on. Look, what difference does that make? As long as the Raptors are healthy, they're fine. Like, you know, the Raptors are going to be the Raptors. Like, they've proven it all season. They're going to play like themselves. They have a style, and if their players hit shots, the Raptors are unbeatable. It's really a fact.
Yeah. I think you're seeing this, like, across the NBA, like, even, like, the other matchups in the playoffs, where it doesn't
Chris Paul
really...
with a clutch turnover! Wow!
Yo, man, stop spoiling! I still haven't seen this!
Where are you at?
I'm at Jeff Teague inbounding the ball at 21 and a half seconds.
Oh, man. All right, I won't tell you what happened, but I want to hear your reaction when you see what Chris Paul does.
But, yeah, I think we've been seeing it across, like, the playoffs in general. Is just like, oh my god.
Chris Paul.
Oh, it's a shook one, dog. He just threw the ball away. Yo. Just take the foul. He did this, dude. You did this 3 years ago, my guy.
He just shot 2 free throws, too. Like, what are you afraid of? You don't have to be those. Oh man, come on, please, please.
Oh my god, man, like, imagine throwing away.
Oh Butler, what kind of shot is that? Did you work on that shot?
Dog, imagine throwing away an entire series lead against OKC 3 years ago, and then still making the same piece of crap mistake. Dog, PJ Tucker gotta slap this man. What? Bro, oh man, this is great content.
PJ Tucker really left the Raptors for this. He left Kyle Lowry for Chris Paul, bro.
To join Chris Paul.
James Harden balled out, and this is what they got, a 3-point win. All right.
That is such an awful shot. Oh my god.
Chris Paul, man. I love seeing Chris Paul be miserable. It's just one of the best things, man.
Why did Jimmy Butler dribble up to take a three, but decide instead of taking a pull up three, he was gonna turn his back to the guy first and then take a turnaround three?
Yeah, I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, the Wolves are so dumb for real. Shout out to Charles Barkley.
The Wolves are shit, man.
They're the dumbest team in the league.
Yeah, well, the Bucks are up there too. Although the Bucks finally played Giannis at five today, and they look nice.
Yo, they played Giannis at five, and their offense actually looked like an offense.
Yeah.
It was like, holy crap.
Because they don't run real plays. James Harden had 44? And you won by three at home? Oh, my God.
This team is hot trash, man.
Man, James.
I can't wait to slap. I already got a text message in my group DM saying 44 points, fire emoji. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to Raptors.
All right, next one from...
Hey, we didn't finish answering that question, but it's fine.
I mean, what's the point of that question? If it takes the Raptors more than five games to win the series, who cares? They win, that's it. They're going to win the series. All right, next one from Angel. I asked about valuing your best three guys over your bench in a playoff scenario earlier this season. I guess Coach Casey's approach is all about the bench this time.
That's a statement, okay.
Yeah, that's not a question. Well, where's the question part of that?
He's just stating what he asked.
I guess, yeah, the Raptors didn't shorten the rotation. They didn't need to.
Yep, didn't matter.
Mm. Yeah.
That's on
next one, Tank Nation Raptors. Thoughts on the Ho Man Leo Rounds meme on Real GM?
I haven't seen this.
I don't really get it. But, what is it? I mean, I don't know. I only creep Real GM. I don't have an account or anything. It's like, if I'm really bored, I'll go on Real Gym and see what's up. You know, teef some memes. You know how that goes. Yeah.
Yo, link me this.
No, I mean, it's just like a running meme. It's not like a one thing to do. But apparently, like, sometimes Leo gets excited and he goes, "Ho Man!" or something like that.
Oh, true.
And it's
on the flip side, I don't remember if it was the Miami game or the game one. It might have been the Miami game because, like, I've been sick this whole week. I don't actually remember.
Mm.
But who was it? Crap. One of the, I forget who, they tossed it down to courtside. It was Paul Jones, Sherm, and Leo. And when they threw it down, they're like, "Oh, now down to the Migos." And I was like, "Yo, are these men's are the Migos now?"
Yo, honestly, the TSM broadcast group is generally very awkward.
I'm like, what? Throw it down to the Migos. Sherm, Paul, and Leo.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's take a real question. Mark R., how would you adjust JV's minutes in a proactive way after seeing how he got cooked in the PNR? Okay, I'll say this. I don't think JV got cooked in the PNR, and that's coming from me, man. He really didn't get killed in pick and roll. A couple of times...
He just fell asleep?
He fell asleep, which happened, right? It was miscommunication between him and Serge, allowed a couple of dunks to happen. That's stuff that you figure out in this film session you're good with, right? After you see that action like once or twice, it's not something that's going to be beating you all the time with. The one stretch that JV did have really bad was that in the third quarter there. No, second quarter or third quarter?
It was second quarter. Wasn't it the one where Marcin Gortat had that like little cheap bucket and I want to slap JV across the face?
No. It was the one where Bradley Beal drove. Stopped, pivoted. JV was right there. JV is 7 feet tall. This man, Bradley Beal, is 6'4". And then Bradley Beal kind of pump faked in the last ditch attempt of like, all right, I'm going to pump fake. If nothing happens here, I'm going to kick out and we'll reset. For some reason, JV decided to jump on him. And then he gave him the N1. The next play down, his help with the rim was late. And I think Beal or Wall got a layup. And then the next play down, He tried to go for like a layup. He missed. And then Gortat completely just beat him on a dead sprint down the floor. And Gortat scored in transition. Raptors gave up a 7-0 run. And yeah, that was really bad on JV. But I mean, ultimately, I didn't think JV got killed that badly on pick and roll. I thought he was fine. Yeah. Like, he wasn't great, but he's never going to be great.
Yeah.
And I thought they adjusted his minutes accordingly.
It's a lot easier for them. It's a lot easier for JV to guard the pick and roll because they are dropping and it's John Wall who's running all the pick and rolls.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't even that hard because, like, John Wall's a brick anywhere outside of 3 feet from the basket and he's also a brick there. So,
honestly,
I don't even care about our defense this series because it's as long as John Wall's taking 20 shots, you're going to win the game.
I loved how much John Wall's controlling the offense as opposed to Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal, I feel like, can actually hurt the Raptors.
Oh, yeah. Bradley Beal is, like, legitimately, like, a positive basketball player.
Yep.
And then John Wall is just, like, bad Damian Lillard.
Mm. That's a fact. John Wall's bad Damian Lillard. Yeah, they can't all be Lowry, you know? They can't all be playoff Lowry.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, in terms of how JV was used, I thought Casey did a great job of it. Like, when the Raptors needed more defense down the stretch, they stuck with what worked with Bebe and Serge, which is just an absurd amount of rim protection.
Oh, my God. Also, I'll say this one thing. I think JV should play without leg sleeves more because he looks, like, a bit more agile without the leg sleeves. His legs seem a little stronger.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't seem like he's land. Like, his screens don't seem like they're landing with gimpy knees. It seems like he's, like, hard knees. So, like, he should wear less. He shouldn't wear the leg sleeves. On the flip side, I think that's the first time I've seen CJ without leg sleeves all season.
Yeah.
And that was disgusting. My man, please wear leg sleeves.
Okay. Let him be, man. He's got that child to take care of. I don't blame CJ for anything now because I'm like, you got a child to take care of. It's more important than what's going on here.
Talking about CJ, if you guys aren't following Lauren Miles, you gotta follow Lauren Miles. She's hilarious.
I am Lauren Miles. The best. Next one from Hans Wolf. Assuming the Raptors don't shoot 50% from three again, how confident are you going into game two knowing the Wizards will be less likely to drop their high 3-point percentage given the regular season stats? I really thought people were gonna be a little bit more confident than this,
What does this mean?
He just thinks that like the Wizards are gonna continue to shoot great.
Drop and theirs won't.
No, our threes aren't going to drop and theirs will.
Okay.
Why, though? They weren't even getting good looks. They got, like, a couple of good looks, maybe, like, three or four that, like, they missed that they were wide open, but...
Also, John Wall hit three of their threes.
John Wall hit three threes, man.
And they don't have Jody Meeks.
Sure,
lost a three-point shooter.
Bro, can we talk about the fact that Jody Meeks was on steroids and he still averaged, like, 4 points a game? You could do better than that. If you took steroids, you'd put more than 4 points.
I used to be like big on Lakers Twitter back in the day.
Oh, yo.
And yo, on the real, there was the one tweet that made me die was someone once asked, they were like, yo, empty gym, dribbling contest, one side of the court to the other side of the court. Jody Meeks versus Meta World Peace, who wins?
Now that you mention it, I don't think I've ever seen Jody Meeks dribble.
Dog, Jody Meeks can't dribble the basketball. Jody Meeks is one of those 3-point shooters who's known for 3-point shootings, but 3-point shooting, but isn't actually a good 3-point shooter.
Bro, I can't believe they have Jody Meeks.
Like, look at it. Like, his career 3-point percentage is so much lower than you would think it'd be, given on like his only skill is 3-point shooting.
Bro, this
like man, he's in the same vein as like Anthony Morrow.
He's shooting 34%. Wow, that's low, man.
You think he shoots like 41?
Yeah, wow, that's low. He doesn't do anything else.
He is absolutely useless.
He just shoots threes at 34%. Whatever, I'm still happy that they don't have that one less shooter.
Like, the only thing that pissed me off, like, Jody Meeks pissed me off so much because on 2K12 or 2K13, he was on the Lakers, and since he was a similar height to Kobe, and they're both bald, I'd accidentally pass to Jody Meeks and take a fadeaway instead of Kobe.
Oh, man. But, I mean, like, yo, who really shot the three poorly? Like, Markieff 1-4, that's normal. Otto Porter 1-3. They never passed Otto Porter. It's so funny, man.
After the game, I was like, man, did Otto play in the second half? Did he get hurt? I had to really ask myself, I'm like, I don't remember seeing Otto Porter. The only time I remember seeing Otto Porter is when DeRozan drove on him and then passed Ibaka for a three.
Yeah.
Because Otto's face was like, oh, shit.
No, they shot fine. Beal 2-6, like, they weren't giving Beal many good looks. Satoransky, all of one, whatever. Oubre, one of two. Like, I don't know, man. This sounds like a pretty normal Wizards game to me, but. Yeah, they didn't even shoot a lot of threes either. I think the Raptors did a good job with the 9-3-point shot. You know, 21 attempts is fine.
Bradley Beal played 41 minutes, and they lost by 8 points.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Like, are they going to play in 45 minutes?
They might, man.
And
all right. Next one. From Jayanth. DeMar seemed to struggle with his shot late in game one. Did the Wizards do something? Oh my god, bro, guys, come on. We won game one. These questions are really negative. Okay,
so DeMar started the game 1-for-5.
Yeah.
Just a couple bunny layups and like a floater. So that's whatever. And then he closed the game 5-for-12. So not worried about it.
I'm not really worried about it. I think, look, DeMar came into the game and, like, is he just talking about the fourth quarter? I think he missed like one or two jumpers. That just happens. Yeah. It's not a big deal. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't think too much of it. Anyone can miss two jumpers at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, John Wall made a layup at the end. So that
he had to not be scored, like, without a bucket in the fourth quarter. Bro,
thing was, I think he made the layup and then he, like, was talking shit after making a layup.
Yeah, of course. Bro, yes. You just made a layup to cut it to 8 points. Congrats.
With 20 seconds left in the game. After going 3-of-13 from the floor at the rim. Dog, that's so bad.
John Wall, baby.
John Wall, man.
John Wall.
His career highlight is his John Wall dance that he did.
That's a great dance. Don't slander that dance, please.
That was a great song, bro. You don't understand. Do you know how many brown weddings I went to in between 2010 and 2012 that I would randomly break that dance out in? It was excessive.
Okay. It's a great dance. All you gotta do is move your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Flex to the left. Put some money in your hand.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, guys, I wouldn't worry about DeMar, man. DeMar was fine. I would worry about DeMar if he forced a lot of shots. He didn't force shots. He passed it really well. There's no issue there. Next one from Karan Sharma. What's the leash on JB for the rest of the series? Seems like Bebe and Jakob did a great job on defense. I mean, Bebe and Jakob generally did great jobs on defense.
I think on this one, it's just going to be like, in the first half, they're going to run the regular rotation.
Mm-hmm.
In the third quarter, they're going to figure out which big's playing, like, working the best, and then that's the guy who gets to ride out the fourth.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
That's a nice part about having, like, 12 guys who can play basketball on your team instead of, you know, four.
Seriously. Yeah, well, the Wizards really have 4.5 good players.
And one and a half is John Wall.
Okay, wow. Otto Porter better.
John right. Wall spends all game building his last name.
It's right there. He's trying to warn you, bro. Next one from Justin Park. Can you talk about how the Raptors are the only team in top four in Eastern Conference without a number one draft pick on the roster? Okay, so,
I don't know if this really counts because Kyrie's not even in the playoffs. So like.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know what this, like, I don't know if that means anything, to be honest. I think, like.
We have a good GM. That's all. Yeah. We have a real GM.
Yeah.
Shout out to Masai. Shout out to real GM. But seriously, we have a good GM. Look at this roster. Like, who do you think brought you OG Anunoby with the 23rd pick? Who do you think brought you DeLon Wright with the 20th pick? CJ Miles, 27.
Today, during the Indiana game.
Yeah.
People were talking, they were like, yo, imagine if this Indiana roster, if they had done, like, if they did what they did in the offseason, but then they also didn't draft TJ Leaf. If they drafted anybody other than, like, they could have gotten Kuzma, they could have gotten OG, they could have gotten, who else could they have gotten?
Even Josh Hart would have done a lot better.
Dog. TJ Leaf.
TJ Leaf. Come on, bro.
Hey, leave me alone with that shit, bro.
Okay, alright. Come on, man. Did you have to? Anyway.
You want to talk about the other Leafs?
No. Who? Yeah, I mean, we have a good GM. I think that's just what it is. You know, he had vision for this team. He put that vision into. Look at Bebe, right? Like Bebe saved the Raptors in the fourth quarter. You know how we got Bebe? We got him in a trade with John Salmons. John Salmons to the Hawks for Lou Williams, who won six man, and then Bebe, who's on a rookie skill contract. Bro, come on, yo, come on, yo, Masai, you're a god. We got him for an expiring year of John Salmons. And the only reason that contract was worth money was because
we got Norm with Gravis, right?
We have Norm with Gravis, man. Along with the OG.
We got Pirtle with Bargnani.
Yo, this is what I'm saying, man. We have a great GM. All right, we don't need a number one pick.
Like, yo, how many players on the Knicks right now are better than Pirtle?
Just Kristaps. I'm serious, just Kristaps. Maybe Enos. Enos is close. You can play Pirtle with more Cinerarios than you can play Enos. Also, the guy's name is Enos.
Enos. Oh, man. I'm not going to do that.
All right, fair enough.
It's my brother.
That's true. Next one from The Marvelous to Chosen. Would you rather see DeLon or Fred get more minutes in this series going forward?
I don't know. Bonus answer is both.
Yeah, both. Both. More minutes. All right, let's see Fred take all of Marv's minutes.
I would like to see Fred play minutes this series, actually. That's all.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Would be nice. All right, next one from Revenge Tour Season. 1-0. Masai's plan. Nice. I like that handle. Do we see OG start on Wall during Game 2 instead of Beal?
So did you see that stat that Coop NBA posted?
Nah, what was the stat?
So he posted, he was like, so he pulled up the stats on Beal and Wall,
mm-hmm.
And who's guarding them, Lowry or OG.
Mm.
And, like, the eye test would have said that Lowry shut down Beal and then OG did a good job on Wall. It was actually flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was, like, pretty wild. So, like, apparently OG did an amazing job on Beal in the possessions he guarded him, and nice. The Wizards' offense was, like, I think 86.7 mm-hmm. per 100 versus Lowry at, like, 116.
Yeah.
And then the same was for – and then the flip was true for Wall, where, like, Lowry's possessions on him, he didn't do well, and then OG's possessions on him, Wall scored pretty frequently. Now, that might just be, like, Wall hit threes on possessions that OG was guarding, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I don't think they – I doubt they start – I think they're just going to keep it going how it's going.
I think the only reason they switched on, like, the assignment after halftime was just because Wall was getting his forwards a couple of mismatches against Lowry, and they were just shooting over Lowry, and so they just wanted to get OG on there instead.
So that way, if they had to do the switch, it wouldn't be
– Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It worked. Second half defense was better. I don't know.
I can't wait till Fred VanVleet, like, strips John Wall four times in a row.
Bro.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, man. This picture of the fake John Wall.
Let's be honest. How much better is John Wall than DeLon Wright? Like, if you were to start your team right now and you had to pick a starting point
guard. All right. Let's put some respect on John Wall. He's actually a good player. But, I mean, the fact that DeLon Wright outplayed him in game one, that's delicious, man. Is that what it's like to have your backup point guard outplay your opponent's star point guard? I've never had that feeling before, and so many other teams have. Yo, this picture of John Wall with Amin Hassan's hairline is killing me, man.
Oh, that is great.
Hans Wolf, what's your advice to enjoying these games? Even through the learned response after many years is to throw up in my mouth after every opposing team run/loss lead. Look, man, the way to enjoy it is honestly, like, try to distract yourself as much as possible before the game and just have the game happen in isolation. I feel like that helps me personally to keep it more in context. You know, if I'm just, like, doing other stuff, right? Like, I was just, like, a buddy of mine came over. We chilled, we listened to music, whatever. We went out, like, we, you know, made some food, whatever. We just chilled, right? And then I was like, all right, I'm going to the bar. And then when I get to the bar, that's actually the only time when I actually started fretting about the Raptors. And, you know, it helps when they play well. But seriously, just keep the game onto itself as an isolation instead of, like, spending the whole day, like, meditating on how awful the Raptors generally are in the playoffs. And then go into the game, because then it's going to color everything you watch and it's going to spoil it. So just try to let the game be the game itself. And then also, like, man, all that misery makes watching these games, like, really, really enjoyable. Like, when you watch a win, when you see the Raptors win, like, I was ecstatic, man. I was ecstatic. I was hugging everyone in the bar. Like, it's a great experience. I don't know what to say other than just, you know, try to let it be. Because, like, look, As much as the Raptors obviously have a lot of history and then the fan base or whatever, like, you know, it's going to take us some time to actually, like, erase that. Like, if the Raptors have changed and we as fans haven't changed, then we're kind of holding them back a little bit. And our job as fans really is to try to encourage them and influence results positively. And if we're being super anxious all the time, even if they've changed and they've shown us they've changed so many times, it's kind of disheartening for them to still see the same kind of fretting, because then it screams we don't trust you still, which is hard, probably hard for the fan, for the players to hear, because our insecurities are our own, and even though they have to carry it, it's not necessarily fair, and we should try to limit that a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be honest, my strategy, like I don't carry any misery going into the games, because I've stayed fairly positive about them, mostly because I think it's a pretty loser ass mentality to be like fucking afraid of, oh my god, we're gonna lose game one. Like, dude, the game hasn't even started and we won 59 fucking games this year. Like, it's kind, like, I find it a little bit overwhelming just how ridiculously negative people are when it comes to the Raptors. It's like, man, like, at what point are you, like, what point are you no longer a fan of this team and just, like, being miserable? And just, like, putting your misery through the Raptors, which is fine, it's all cool. But it's like, if you want to enjoy these games, like, going to the, like, now that we've won game one, there's really no reason for you not to be optimistic about this team. Like, they've already shown you that they can show up. Exactly. So, like, go in with some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the worst thing that's going to happen is that they do suck and they lose, and then you can feel miserable again.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Like, nothing's going to happen to you as a fan if that happens. So you don't need to protect yourself. What if we lose? Like, what are you protecting yourself from, man? Like, what misery? Like, the misery of a fan is, like, maybe for, like it'll just be continual. Like, it's going to go away in time as well.
Mm.
Like, maybe it's different. Like, I grew up when I was a kid, like, I grew up a Laker fan.
Yeah.
When I was like 6, 7 years old, and I got to watch 3 championships. So, like, I grew up with overconfidence where it's like, you just expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, yo, here's what's going to happen. The Raptors are probably not going to win every single game against the Wizards. Mm-hmm. So when they do eventually lose one game in this series, like almost all teams do in playoff series.
Yeah.
The best thing, like, we're probably going to see a bunch of people calling for Dwayne Casey's job. We're going to see a bunch of people complaining about DeMar, complaining about Kyle, just being overall miserable about this team. And you just gotta take a step back and take it in perspective that this stuff happens. Like, how come when LeBron loses game one against the Pacers, we're just all cool with it? Like, I'll freak out for them too. My personal way to enjoy all this is, yo, we won game one, so now I'm clowning everybody.
Yeah, of course.
Dog, like, yo.
How can you not take a victory lap?
DJ McCollum is a brick fest.
Yo, seriously, I'm slandering everybody for no reason. I took a very unnecessary shot at Chris Middleton today, okay? There was a loose ball. Chris Middleton didn't quite know where it was. Al Horford recovered it. He scored a layup. And I tweeted, Chris Middleton, you can't blame him for not coming up with that loose ball because his eyes don't point forward.
But that was brutal, man. I was like, yo, what are you doing?
That wasn't necessary. That was just too much.
Yo, shout out to Tony Snell in the clutch, getting the ball in the corner with 7 seconds left on the clock and just chucking it out of pure fear.
Shout out to Malcolm Brogdon for not looking for Giannis whatsoever, deciding to drive and then getting blocked. Yo, the Bucks are hilarious, man.
No, but that was the same possession, right? Because Brogdon got blocked. The ball bobbled out.
Snell.
Snell thought the shot clock was short. There was 7 seconds left on the clock. And Giannis, who worked his ass off to get the ball tipped out to the corner, is just standing there like, man, what the fuck?
Poor Giannis, man. Free that
man. Giannis works so goddamn hard for offensive rebounds. It's just like saving every possession. Then he has to watch Tony Snell, Malcolm Brogdon, just playoff Bledsoe.
This man
shout out to playoff Bledsoe.
Oh, yo, Bledsoe. Yo, looking at these point guards struggle is just giving me so much life, man. Oh, God. Meanwhile, we got DeLon Wright coming off the bench for 18.
It would be amazing if the Raptors had, like, guards that were, like, Victor Oladipo.
True, yeah.
Doug, Victor Oladipo giving no fucks and just, like, dropping a 30-piece on the Cavs.
Okay, I'm less impressed by the 30-piece as so much as I am by the defense, man.
Dog, the defense was great by Indiana, but, like, dude, Victor Oladipo literally just decided, like, it wasn't even like he was making easy shots. He hit a three in the first half in LeBron's eye. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm just going to walk up to LeBron and nail this three in your eye.
That takes guts, man.
Shout out to LeBron for resting an entire quarter.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
Yeah, he rested the whole first quarter. I'm not going to take any shots.
Bro, it's the playoffs, man.
It's working.
Ah, LeBron. He's still going to win the series, but
he's going to drop 50 in the next game.
I don't know about 50.
He's going to average 45 for the series, and it's going to be a 7-game.
You know what, though? Hey, look, if LeBron wants to turn it on this early, fine. Get yourself exhausted then.
Dude, hilarious. Like, when LeBron had to call to the bench in, like, the beginning of the second quarter to get a rest, I'm like, man, LeBron's tired?
Yeah, it's possible.
The second quarter of the first game of the playoffs.
Yo, PEDs expired? What happened?
Damn, bro. Yo, Jody Meeks got clocked.
Yo, can you explain to me why it's always the most random NBA players that get caught for PEDs? Because I sort of got
Nick Calathes, bro.
Yo, exactly that's what I mean. Yo, it's like Nick Calathes, like Hedo Turkoglu got caught for PEDs. Like
Rashard Lewis after it was no longer good.
Rashard Lewis, yo, sis.
Josh Howard, shout out to Josh Howard.
Got caught with PEDs. Okay, so this is what happens in the NBA, right? I'm probably sure everyone's on some kind of PED, but they sort the lead by PER, they go reverse, and then they take the 100 list, and then they just like click random.
Hedo literally got suspended when he had like a negative 3.4 PER.
It's always
this
like
is
some
1,000,000% true.
Bro, there's never been a really good player that got caught for PERs or that got caught for PEDs.
Jody Meeks catching 25 games.
I'm gonna look that up.
Dog, imagine taking PEDs and then being as bad as Jody Meeks.
That's what I mean, man. Alright. I'm gonna see who got PED suspensions. These are all fights, man. What am I looking at right now? Jody Meeks 25 games, bro. Kermit Washington like nearly killed a man and got suspended 26 games. Steven Jackson fought fans and got 30. What kind of PEDs are these, man? Good lord. He got half a suspension that Gilbert Arenas got.
Yo, okay.
Gilbert Arenas brought guns.
Wait, what?
So Gilbert Arenas got suspended 50 games. He got suspended for half of that. He got suspended for one gun.
Yeah. How much money would you bet that John Wall called it anonymous to the league?
Yo, John Wall's been trying to get Gortat reported for years.
John was like, yo, test these motherfuckers. I'm telling you. They juicing.
Bro, Mitch McGarry got caught.
Isn't Mitch McGarry just the marijuana?
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah, I think that was the marijuana one.
Why did OKC draft so many big white centers? It's a real weakness for them for a while.
Mitch McGarry, bro, that's a great name.
Mitch McGarry.
Oh, man. Mitch McGarry sounds like he should play center for the Portland Trailblazers.
He doesn't? is that Zach Collins?
Oh, my God. Dog.
Man.
Portland is an awful team.
It's hard to watch.
You're a three seed, man.
Bro, people were talking to me about how
Terry Stotts should be coach of the year. He is literally last year's Raptors-Bucks, except that the teams are better quality.
Yeah, bro. How are you going to tell me that Terry Stotts is the coach of the year when this man won 48 games with the same team that wins between 40 to 48 games every single year?
Damian Lillard, yo, all NBA first team, 36% from 3-point range. An assassin, my guy. I think that was the best part. During this entire West race, the best part was, it's like, seeds 3 to 10 are like separated by one game, but as soon as a team won and game to the 3 seed, everybody's talking about how their best player should be an MVP. Because like, oh, Anthony Davis, he's been great this year, should be an MVP conversation. He has the Pelicans in the 3 seed. It's like, yo, they're a game out of the 9th seed.
Yeah, stop lying about that 3 seed.
Like, that 3 seed means nothing.
Alright, last question from Eric Fornes. Status of FVV. Rotations from this way forward with Bebe playing good versus the Wizards. Well, we already talked about the rotations thing. Van Vliet, I think he'll be back for game two, but, you know, probably want to give him a bit of extra time, you know? Just because.
Yeah.
In case it's more serious than it is.
We just gotta rest FVV till the second round. We don't need him. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, there's one extra one, actually, that just came in. Do we want the Pacers in the second round over the Cavs? What kind of question is this, bro? Yo, did you see the game against Indiana where we held them to, like, under 30% shooting?
Yo, yeah, that was a game where it was like, all right, second half. Yo, that was one of the Raptors. All right, we're going to play good for 6 minutes and win this game by 20.
Yeah. I'm gonna look up the exact score for that game.
I would love to play Indiana. I think it would be great.
Can you imagine you play Indiana?
Also, because the thing is, Indiana's close enough for us to be able to go down for playoff games.
Sure. Yeah.
And it would drive down playoff ticket prices. Like, I was already happy that the Cavs were the 4 seed, because that means, like, we had to pay second round ticket prices instead of third round. So that was nice. But, you know. Bro. Yo, I thought the craziest thing I saw was like, Yogi, shout out to Yogi.
Yo, shout out Tigamamba.
He put it out. He got Lower Bowl Portland Trailblazer tickets that they're selling off their site for $87.
Off their site?
Off their site.
That's not, the no Raptors, discount, nothing.
Similar ticket for the Raptors, he said it was $360.
That's not a surprise. That's not a surprise. We live in a very expensive city, my friend.
It's ridiculous, man. Yeah, even I mean, with you the live conversion. In Milton,
but, you know.
Jeez, bro. Oh, God. Do we want the Pacers over
LeBron? Dude, the Pacers, last game we played them, shot 26 of 87 from the field.
Yeah.
That's 29%.
I don't care. I would very much be happy with us just sweeping LeBron instead. Like, here's the thing. I think we're going to whoop the Cavs as well. I'm not too worried.
Wow, bro. I mean, I'm still not there, man.
Now, you see, though? They trashed. They could
have won. That's one game.
Bro,
come on. Their offense is going to score more than 80 points.
LeBron was huffing and puffing over Bogdan Bogdanovich. Bojan Bogdanovich, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, listen. The PEDs apparently have an expiry date. That's good. It's good to know. 15 years is a long time, so we all good.
Man, that's wild. Oh, my God. I can't believe how bad that dude was. Dude, they were trying. They're like, yo, Jordan Clarkson. They're trusting Jordan Clarkson, Jeff Green.
Yeah. Bro, Jordan Clarkson is not to be trusted, my friend.
Dog, after I watched Jordan Clarkson break his 4-3 off back rim, I was like, yeah, we're good, man.
Yo, these are Laker cast-offs.
The Lakers looked at these young guys and were like, nah, they're probably not good enough for our team.
Yeah.
Not that the Lakers are great at team management, but still.
Nah, you guys are okay.
That Lakers are okay.
So far this regime
But usually,
is not right.
Usually when the Lakers trade a good player, they attach a first-round pick with them. Or, like,
Yeah, that's because you're getting Pau Gasol and you're trading Kwame Brown with a first-round pick. Who cares?
It's hilarious that Pau Gasol is the only Laker from that 2014 team that's still in the playoffs.
He's gonna be in the playoffs. Yeah, this is gonna be the last chance. Spurs are ass.
Oh, they're so bad.
Ass. Alright.
No, VTech. VTech have a question?
Oh, yeah, VTech? Who?
VTech Poppy 248 something, because he can't get the real handle on Instagram because he's a fraud.
VTech Poppy _1.
Yeah.
What are these questions, bro? Why is Asad always on the pod? Stop making Popeye's suggestions. Did you have Popeye's today?
No, I didn't, man. Do you see the weather outside?
That's true. It's not worth it.
I had Quick Chick delivered to my house. They charge $4 for delivery, and we call them, right? My mom hangs up, she's like, I'm not paying $4 for delivery. I'm like, you see outside? Call them back. We call them back, they're like, oh, it's $5 for delivery. We're like, you guys just said $4.
Yo, with the weather outside like that, they could hustle you for like $10 easily.
And they're like, crap, did we damn it, okay, we'll do it for $4. I'm like, yes, give me the goddamn food. They're only like a kilometer from the house, which is why I'm like, yo.
Yo, they skied over there.
Yeah. I'm like, bring me this $50 order, please. But yeah. And shout out to Popeyes. I'm going to miss Popeyes. Actually, I'm not. I need to lose weight. I'll be real. Got to get back into game shape. Got to get into Victor Oladipo shape, though.
Yo, as long as you're fit for the RR tournament, bro. We're coming back on these bloggers.
That's going to go, man. Gonna body some people. Yeah. Sasha been talking mad trash on the timeline.
Who? You talking about Tristan Thompson?
Yeah, Tristan Thompson, bro.
Mississauga Thompson?
Yeah, Mississauga Thompson.
Please.
Talking mad trash. Gonna give Dan Reynolds buckets. Gonna watch Will Lou get blocked again.
Bro, that didn't happen.
You got swatted by Stephen LeBron, bro. Alex put the brakes on you.
I'm like a solid 4 inches taller than Alex, too. And he's older, like...
Oh man,
that was hard to watch. That was hard to watch. He's the Gortat to my JV. He really is,
honestly. But yo, one thing I gotta say on the Pacers.
Yeah,
I would love to see him in the second round because yo, honestly, like the weather's warming up. Victor Oladipo's got an R&B tour to go on, so like, he's not looking to spend too long in the playoffs.
Yeah, of course.
Like he's gonna beat the Cavs because they picked Anthony Bennett over him, and then he's gonna be like, all right, wrap this up. I gotta go on a tour.
Yeah.
Check out yo, Victor Oladipo made a couple good R&B songs, man. One Day is a banger.
I'm going to tell you to stop making R&B suggestions if this is what you're going to do.
Dude, at the minimum, it'll teach you how to count.
Okay. Counting and R&B songs. Undefeated. And then last one, why is Kyle Lowry trash in the playoffs? Man can't even score 12 points, SMH. Look at his shooting. Really, V-Tech? That's where you're going to end
up? Actually, the thing I'm most scared about is I hope Kyle Lowry doesn't have the same flu that I just had this week, because he's going to miss an entire week. God damn it.
Yeah.
That death flu is no joke. Mm. Kyle, get better, my guy. Please.
Please. Get better.
As for the rest of you, just go listen to Mafuzi Style.
Yo, great definitely. Song. Definitely.
That song's a banger, man.
It's a real banger. A week
straight. So good.
That's the only first music
I'm so happy Playoff Surge is a thing.
Yeah.
Because that song deserves Playoff Surge.
Yeah. I'm going to play it right now on the podcast.
God damn, Surge is handsome.
He's a very handsome man.
Man.
What? Oh. Man, who?
This song's a banger, my guy.
This is a banger. This is a real banger. My food is that. Yeah, I forgot that this is not the Defeated Podcast. All right, it's done. It's done. We'll be back next week. I mean, if you want to preview games, I mean, they're all going to be wins. That's all.
Okay, so I think on Tuesday.
Yeah, as a win.
Against the Wizards, I think we're going to win.
Yeah.
What's the next game?
Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday might be a tight game. Who are we playing? Oh, the Wizards? Yeah, we're going to
win that. Yeah.
It might be a tighter one. Mm. Might not get good surge that day. Then what's the next game? Sunday?
Oh, Saturday. It's actually Friday. Bro, wow, we have that much rest? You can't give us that much rest. You can't give Surge. Bro, we played Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, then Friday. Yo, that is way too much rest to give Surge, man. Well, 2 days off between these games.
So we're playing the Wizards on Friday as well? Oh, man, this is a really easy stretch of schedule right now.
Yeah, that's nice.
Rest and the Wizards. This is great. So we win that.
Mm.
And then do we have a game on Sunday or is it Monday?
Wait, it was a Sunday game.
A Sunday game. Okay, maybe we win that, maybe we lose that. Matters in the timing.
Yeah.
And then, who are we playing? Are we playing the Wizards?
Yeah.
Man, this is... Yo, shout out to the schedule makers on this one, man.
3-0 week, baby.
3-0 week,
baby. Let's get it. Raptors sweep. Bro, we're going to sound so dumb when the Raptors lose two of these and we're freaking out.
Come back down 3-1.
All right.
Oh, God. All right.
So, thanks for coming on the podcast. Follow us at SwarLazers on Twitter. And, you know, wish them well, man. Tell them to get better, all right? He's sick, that's all. Alright, peace.
Alright, peace.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.